I think it was quite necessary in a way. Even the late Holy Father, John Paul II, initiated the third millennium on the Eucharistic theme as the deepening factor of Christian life. And I think, therefore, to enter into the third millennium in the Christian spirituality, the Eucharistic has to be at the center of it. And therefore, both the encyclical that we had, just Ecclesia de Eucharistia, and plus the Year of the Eucharist, and now the Synod on the Eucharist, I think these are playing very key role to initiate Christianity into a deeper spirituality that we draw from Christ's life. So I think we just begin, probably providentially, a new phase of entering more deep into the Eucharistic mystery as such, but also out of it mystery, spiritual life personally, spiritual life for the Church, even to indicate kind of a spiritual life for the world in the Eucharistic fashion.
Do you perhaps think that in the world at large, in the Catholic Church at large, this real center of Christianity, of being followers of Christ, has a little shifted away from the Eucharist, especially from what we see in the from the early Christian times, when the Eucharist was really the center of their community life, of their faith life, of their very existence?
Well, I think, you know, people are very mysterious in a good sense, really. Sometimes they kind of move away from it, get entangled with earthly material things. But again, you have deep down in the heart of humanity a sense for God. And we find that much more manifest in the lives of simple people, who are still so many throughout the world. Therefore, while we are disturbed also at times, but then we have to take it very pastorally, and with a sense of Christian compassion also, that all of us kind of get distracted, but deep in our heart we never lose the real sense. And then we have to kind of look at, you know, people who are poor, you know, very simple. They usually somehow retain, even outwardly, deeper aspects of this. So I think we still have it, but we must revive it. We must also point out, and then also inspire people who are a bit away from it now because of earthly tendencies.
Now, with this synod, we'll conclude also the Year of the Eucharist. Now, looking back in the past 12 months, what has the Church of Bangladesh done, the initiatives and the programs that it has started and begun to revive this faith in the Eucharist?
In a way, in Bangladesh, we kind of started even early. Even 2003, we took Eucharist as the major theme for us, for our reflection. And in some places, people started to call it the Year of the Eucharist, whereas the Holy Father then came along later, you know, from 2004, end of 2004, therefore, he officially declared. So we had 2 years, practically, of Eucharistic reflection in Bangladesh Church. Because we took the key, really, from Holy Father's encyclical at the beginning of the millennium. So I think what we had done, really, we tried to bring people very much close to Eucharistic devotion, and we found that people, even if distracted, they always liked to come close to the Eucharist. It is not that they always could, you know, go deeper into building communion, you know, live in a more communion spirit because of this right away. But I think they developed a sense of kind of being drawn with the divine elements, you know, not only earthly things, but place their heart in the things that are eternal, that the Eucharist leads us into. And we had a lot of gatherings, a lot of teachings also in the Eucharist seminar. Dioceses took it up, you know, parishes took it up. We had many, many Eucharistic programs. In fact, the Holy Father and also the Congregation for the Propagation of the Faith, reading our reports, you know, they were quite, you know, happy
Now, Bishop, you are a representative of the Church of Bangladesh at this synod. Now, could you just outline some of the good things that the Church of Bangladesh feels proud about in sharing with the rest of the Universal Church, some good aspects which they can learn from the Church of Bangladesh?
Well, I think we can always share. Some bishops have done it also, there is a very simple but deep faith and devotion in the heart of the people. And that comes from the Eucharist. Our people have been exposed to Mass, to Eucharistic devotions, to the Body and Blood of Christ, receiving the sacrament, you know. And I think, although we get kind of disturbed, as I said earlier also, but the people have this gift to share. And I think also the other churches, which are more influenced by material things, therefore disturbed, rightly they'll be disturbed like that, you know. Mm-hmm. They'll enjoy. I think they are also kind of consoled that there are people on earth, you know, who bear witness in the spiritual way to Christ in that sacrament. I think that is one gift that we can share with others that our people have in Bangladesh. The sense of devotion also, you know, to take the whole life, human life, as having come from God, is meaningful, is a holy thing that we must live on this earth. But it's a holy thing, it's not only an earthly thing. People don't speak like that, of course, you know, but when you take in good attitude, in contentment, you know, in a spirit of having received whatever you have received from God, if you don't have everything you require, still to be content, I think that is a kind of a Eucharistic sentiment, you know, a feeling of thanks, thankfulness for life. And I think all people have that. And I think these are some very simple things, but these are the most lovely things that we have for the human society that we must retain, and from which we also kind of find our life joyful.
Perhaps one of the most symbolic indication of the deep faith life of a people is the number of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. I think in that aspect also, Bangladesh is a good example to the rest of the world, especially the Western world, where the vocations to priesthood and religious life is going down drastically, whereas in the third world, in the poorer countries, they are increasing. People are coming more after the ministries of the church and also religious life. Isn't that true for Bangladesh as well?
Yes, you're quite right in that, you know. It's, all these things work together. You see, our spiritual life is not divided. It's a very simple kind of inner devotion, a feeling for God, feeling for the eternal life here below also, you know, a lasting, permanent blessing. So I think, you know, when you have this simple faith, simple devotion, that comes from the Eucharist, then automatically you are also thankful for your life. You do not, you know, therefore waste your life. You know, you do not therefore also waste your life in mundane things all over. And if you don't do that, then also inspirations for vocation, offering your life for others, and these things come. And I think so these things go together. And therefore in our church we find, because there is this Eucharistic devotion at the base, you know, everything has, you know, permanent values, for everlasting values.